K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri on this cold Sunday. February 16th, 2025. Football, basketball, baseball, rowing, golf, tennis, volleyball, soccer. I think we covered it all. All things Kansas State sports. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving me a listen here. This will come out. I know I'm a little bit behind, slightly, but this is baseball postcast here, so we're going to go jump in here real quick. So this will probably come out this afternoon. I'm going to do another recording. Basketball teams with 1-1 split. 1-1. We'll get in all that here as we move forward the rest of the weekend and into Monday. This is the baseball postcast of the Purple Project Podcast. Speaking of cold, this K-State defense on the diamond right now, cold. Woo! 4 errors yesterday in the second game of the baseball at the beach in Conway, South Carolina, as K-State losing to Coastal Carolina. And remember, I've pretty much been saying this for the last 3 days on this podcast. K-State has to play Coastal Carolina twice in a span of 4 days, and they lose 8-3 after losing 9-2. So not off to a good start. And here is obviously and the manager of this team, Pete Hughes, and me and Alex Ain talked about it on the bonus edition of the Purple Project Podcast, which I still have not gotten up there yet. By the end of this evening, I got a lot of important things I got to take care of. I will have that up there for you guys. We recorded before the men's and women's basketball games respectively went down yesterday afternoon and last night there as well. Yeah, Pete Hughes after the game, game two of the Young. I know it's way early in the season, but not looking too good. Quote, it's quite obvious we are playing bad baseball, Coach Hughes says, and we're going to continue on here. We're giving away runs and failing to hit with men on base. You're just not going to beat good teams when you give them extra outs and extra opportunities there, and we're going to continue him with the manager of the K-State baseball team. Quote, the other thing that is just as obvious is both our players and coaches are talented enough to make the adjustments that need to be made. Well, we'll see if they're going to make the changes because so far at the Baseball at the Beach tournament, if you want to call these games count. This is not preseason. These games count. And me and Alex talked about strength of schedule. The reason why K-State got kicked out of the NCAA tournament postseason a couple years ago, 2 years ago, because of the fact they did not schedule a tough enough RPI or have a high enough RPI. That means let's put it this way. For those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, are you serious? Don't get me started. But anyways, for those that get back on track here before I really go off on this person, because of the fact that RPI means if you have a high enough RPI with a solid record, like an example, Arkansas or North Carolina, that K-State has to play these teams that are top 8 in the top 20, inside the top 25 of the country, then you have a better chance of getting, you have a better chance of getting in to the postseason, right? So, and again, this is a different team, K-State baseball. So you're talking about, all right, this is not preseason. You got to be ready from the jump. It looks like, to this point anyways, K-State, they ain't ready to play. They're not ready to play. 9 runs the first game, 8 yesterday. They're playing again today. I don't have the opponent in front of me right now. Because they're keeping on moving the times because of the weather over there. J.J. Slatt, hold on a second here before I get this wrong. Let's see. Looking at the wrong stats, K-State, there we go. Yeah, I think J.J. Slack started for, and again, K-State. I talked about this just on the podcast yesterday. 6 more pitchers were used. J.J. Slack looked like he started this baseball game yesterday. and got the loss. The K-State didn't get off to the right foot, scoring two runs. And then they didn't score no more until the night. See, it seems like they wake up and it's too late. But this time, K-State struck first because they were the designated away team. Coastal Carolina was the home team for this game. K-State, two in the first, and that was it until the ninth inning. So, in this invitational so far, K-State in the ninth inning scored majority of the runs in the ninth inning. That is well too late for them. Coastal Carolina, three in the first, one in the second, three more in the fourth, and one more in the seventh there. Coastal Carolina, right? Eight runs, eight hits. They also had two errors in this game. Not a clean game from both sides. K-State Batcats, three runs on eight hits. Yeah, you're not going to win a baseball game, whether it's college baseball, little league, major league baseball, minor league, with four errors. It's not going to cut it. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Coastal Carolina, 8. K-State, 3. K-State starting 0-2 here young into the 2025 season. Meanwhile, Coastal Carolina flipped that record to 2-0 for them as well here. Let me see for K-State looking down the line here. A.J. Ivasco off the bench was 2-for-2 yesterday there in this game. Nick English, 1-for-1 this game. Seems like the pitch hitting. Seems like the bats got going when Coach Hughes dialed up individuals off the bench yesterday in this one. Seth Dardar, yes, that's the name. Dardar, 2-for-2 in the game. Scored a run yesterday. David Bishop, first baseman, was 1-for-4 in this baseball game here. Let me see. Do I have Seth Dardar? That hit was a homer, and I believe that's the first home run of the 2025 season for Kansas State there as well. Trying to get the let me see the pitching staff here for K-State here. Yeah, so there we go. JJ Slack. These starting pitchers not going deep enough. That's the other issue there. Not gonna try to deep dive into that because we talked about that and it might be a theme throughout the rest of this weekend. JJ Slack only one of the one thirds, three hits, four runs, three of the four were unearned, walked, and struck out three in this baseball game. That's also irritating as well. Well, this I am deer in the headlights today on this postcast of the Pro Boxer Podcast. K-State losing by 5 runs yesterday's game there as well. Starting pitcher for Coastal Carolina was Cameron Flukie. 4 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs. One of those were earned, a walk, and struck out 3 in this baseball game. Also pitched for K-State, if I can get it back here. Blake Dean, 2 2/3. Taswell Butler, 2/3. Brody Rowe pitched 2 innings. Adam Arthur, a third of an inning. And Ben Rosen pitched an inning as well for K-State. So you're hearing a lot of these names are fresh names for K-State here on the K-State roster here in 2025 as they lose their second game of the Baseball at the Beach Classic, 8-3 against Coastal Carolina. Let me see if I can pull up the schedule real quick here. I know they're playing later on tonight, actually. It's game 3. So this will come out this afternoon, this postcast. Later on this afternoon, I have this out. I have to do it. Have to do it during the Daytona 500, which I'm already behind schedule getting stuff across. St. Joe's tonight. Me and Alex talked about it over on the Podbean channel. They gotta win this ball. They have to at least beat St. Joe. So we'll see what happens there later on tonight. That's a 6:30. This was originally scheduled for afternoon first pitch. This got moved back because of inclement weather out there in South Carolina. So 6:35 first pitch there for K-State. And then Monday afternoon, it is Coastal Carolina again to wrap up a 4-day slate of games for K-State baseball. And K-State baseball 0-2 so far at the Baseball at the Beach. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found. Free and available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our extra coverage over on the Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast. That is Greer 380s Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Coastal Carolina, 8. Kansas State, 3. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.